better jingle is out there and I'm going to find it.
123 Money Limited, trading as 123.ie, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast, 7:17. Morning to you. Now, opposition is growing to plans to change the way special needs assistance are allocated to support tens of thousands of vulnerable schoolchildren. Our reporter Barry White joins us now. Firstly, Barry, good morning to you. And what are the Department of Education's plans?
Hi, Mark. Good morning. Well, last December, the department approved changes which will reform the way 10,000 plus SNAs are allocated from next September. So under the changes, SNAs will be front-loaded to schools. And the advantage, according to the Department of Education, is that students will have immediate access to support in their school rather than having to wait for a diagnosis from private professionals or the HSE. So on the face of it, this sounds good, immediate access to support. However, some schools have raised concerns that some children will not now properly be diagnosed. And the principal of the Dalkey School Project, Miriam Hurley, has also expressed concerns that the current system is already falling short, and she's worried the new system could make things worse.
Well, the school experience is that the current system is broken. So we question, how can you bring in changes when the current system is not working for the children? We lost staff last year. Now the children have to try and manage with less SNA help.
So what impact could this have on vulnerable children then?
Well, they can't cope in the class. I mean, we have, you know, like a 10-year-old child coming in crying because she's not getting the help that she needs. It's completely crazy. This is a child who was denied access to an SNA and is meant to just get on with school life.
If the support isn't there, do you think some children will just be completely put off even going to school?
Yes, you will see more school refusals. And when the children are in school, all they're doing is sitting in a seat. Well, that's not inclusion. What we want for inclusion is that the children are enjoying their learning and that they are achieving their potential, that the learning outcomes are good for them. And the thing is, if we have the right supports for children with additional needs, all the children benefit, because that way everybody has a chance to learn in their own way and they can flourish in the schools.
Barry, what we do in this country when we have a broken system is we don't demolish it and clear it away and start again fresh. We put another system in on top of it. And that's what the worry is here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what the worry is. And I suppose any parent of a child who has access to a special needs assistant will tell you just how beneficial they are. And I've been speaking to one parent, Rachel Prendergast-Spallin, who's the parent of a 12-year-old son with autism. He says his access to an SNA has just completely transformed his education, has transformed his life. She says her son Hunter used to regularly feel overwhelmed, frustrated and anxious in class. But Miss Prendergast-Spallin says her son's access to an SNA has become diluted recently. Originally, it started out with three children in one class sharing the same SNA. However, it's now six or seven children across two different classrooms, and she fears things could get even worse.
Well, getting an allocation for Hunter, it was transformative for him, because it meant he went from a child who was extremely anxious. He just didn't have the skills to navigate through the day. Being high functioning, it means that he had some academic challenges, but it was a lot of it was emotional regulation and socialisation. So, you know, just hanging out and having fun with his peers, which you take for granted for most children, is very challenging for him. So having his SNA to support him in that was genuinely transformative.
Are you concerned now that your son won't have the same access to an SNA?
Well, we've already seen, since he was given access, we've already seen that being reduced.
And have you noticed an impact on Hunter because of this?
Well, of course. I mean, you don't need to be a genius to work out that one person working across two classes with six children with different levels of needs is not going to work in the interest of each of those children.
Barry, these changes to how SNAs are allocated, they were passed by Cabinet at the end of last year, so can this be reversed?
Well, it's my understanding that the department has no plans to reverse this and civil servants will ply ahead, but there are growing calls for this to be delayed. And the chief executive for the autism charity As I Am, Adam Harris, told me yesterday evening that if this isn't delayed, then it could lead to drastic cuts to the number of SNAs further down the line.
Well, we're very concerned at this rushed, half-baked attempt to implement the SNA allocation model in September. We think it's very, very concerning. The proposed allocation model changes were to take place within a context of a much broader change, which included new supports such as in-school therapy supports, which include equipping schools to be available and ready for these changes, and also promised further consultation and clarification, particularly around ensuring that if diagnosis was to be removed as a grounds for accessing SNA support, the families would be able to access an independent appeal. and that there'd be guarantees that no one presently entitled to an SNA would lose that access. Those clarifications have not taken place, that consultation has not taken place, and what we're seeing now is a real Trojan horse to rush in a model that brings with it huge risks and huge uncertainties with no new supports and no new investment.
You've been meeting in Leinster House today, lobbying the government to try put a stop to this. Are they listening?
I understand that what is really needed here now is political action. A cabinet decision was made last year to implement this allocation model. It is the position of the civil service that that should take place. However, you will not find a representative organisation or an advocacy organisation that thinks this is a good idea. It's a real case of a disconnect between policymakers and people on the ground.
Finally, Barry, anything from the Department of Education?
I've sent an email to the department. They still haven't got back to me, but they said they will. The department have previously said this new model will benefit children, and they seem to be pretty firm on the stance.
Okay, that's our reporter, Barry White, there. Thank you for that. No doubt we're going to be back to this again many times.
Schedules, kids, work. I've so much to do.
Rescue helps you dial down your hectic day, naturally, so that you can stay calm and focused throughout your day. Now available, new Rescue Plus dropper and spray, combining the unique Rescue flower essences, plus added B vitamins to help support calm and clarity. Rescue, available in pharmacies and health stores nationwide. Keep an eye out for the yellow box in store. Food supplements should not be used as a substitute for a varied diet and a healthy lifestyle. Do not exceed the stated dose.